Happy Saturday, Tappers. It is another edition of the Daily Tap. It is March 31st. We are here live, ready to talk to you a little later than I wanted to be. There's a lot of actually blog action happening, a lot of things to talk about. Excited to bring this to you. We are going to talk about the Brewers and the Bucks West Coast victories last night. As producer Murph told me yesterday, he goes, Bucks and Brewers nearly lost at the exact same time, but they actually won. It's great. We're feeling good, feeling great. We'll talk about that. Then we'll talk about maybe how I have no friends to watch the Final Four with me, or another rapid fire topic, get a few things in the hopper. Once again, you can find us SnowTapWI Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SnowTapWI. It is a website, as well as subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play. We look forward to talking to you. So last night, both the Bucks and the Brewers were on West Coast games. We talked about it on the Daily Tap yesterday. You can go back and listen to it, about just how awesome it would be to just sort of be at the bar and hang out, watch both games. I was with my girlfriend, and I watched a little bit, and then I loaded up the stream to watch both the games last night, so I kind of had both. I was flipping through both. It was a hell of an experience, a lot of fun, actually. I had quite a time, and then keeping quiet with Bronny's home run, as well as being so frustrated and fed up with the Milwaukee Bucks. So we'll talk about both, like mentioned. Let's start with the Brewers, though. So the Brewers kind of looked dead in the water last night. They were down by three runs. It was 6-3. Padres had tacked on a couple extra runs in the seventh and the eighth, thanks to Oliver Drake and Brandon Woodruff, who both gave up runs. Drake continues to be the worst and probably going to wear out his welcome here with the ball club, in my opinion. So it didn't really look like a game that the Brewers were going to actually get. And it was fine. I mean, it's second game of the season. I do have stood by, like, every game counts. Everything matters. But at the same time, it's like, hey, you know what? Like, it's fine. Like, not going to cry over spilled milk. It's game two. The Cubs lost a 17-inning game to the Miami Marlins last night, which is way worse. Cardinals did not play, but they're getting beat by the Mets this afternoon. So I would probably said to you guys today, like, hey, everybody's 1-1. I mean, every game is crucial, but at the same time, it's really not a huge deal in the grand scheme of things. That said, the Brewers came back and won this fucking game. And the question was asked by my guy Henny, was like, has Ryan Braun professionally murdered the San Diego Padres? And it's very true. Ryan Braun had five RBIs. Ryan Braun only had one hit. That one hit was a massive two-run, two-out home run, two-strike. I mean, it was an incredible home run. And Ryan Braun has loved Petco Park. He was getting booed lustfully there. People were being assholes like usual. I don't know why people still boo Ryan Braun, why people think it's a good idea. And let me tell you, if we're going to get on a Ryan Braun redemption tour, I am 1,000% here for it. Ryan Braun looked great. I mean, yes, five RBIs on one hit. You're like, whoa, how did that happen? Yeah, he had a couple sack flies, but those are important RBIs. He's bringing in batters, and that was a very good one. He took a ton of pitches. He looked great out there, and Lorenzo Cain continues to hit the ball. He had two hits. He was driven in twice by Brawny. Just fantastic baseball by the Milwaukee Brewers, and developing that rally started by Manny Pena and Jesus Aguilar, the bottom of that order. Cain then did drive in Aguilar for that fifth run, then setting up the door for Ryan Braun to deliver that home run, and the gauntlet was out and popping. So the Brewers get a massive win last night, and now they're playing with house money this evening as they take on the Padres for the third game, looking for that sweep. The sweep really isn't that important. I know that it's always great to have it, but what you want to do is you want to win 2 out of 3 every time out. So now this is a house money game. This game doesn't matter as much. Luis Perdomo on the mound for the Padres. Perdomo's a pretty good pitcher, ground baller. So the Brewers are going to have to compete with that. He does have some strikeouts. And so there is that. I thought I shut off my phone. I did not. Sorry about that. And so they have to deal with Perdomo, who's a very good pitcher. We'll see if Ryan Braun stays in the order. I think he will. There's been a lot of kind of talk about, well, how are they going to do Ryan Braun and Eric Thames? How is this going to work? I think Braun is still going to be the first baseman today. I don't think really anything is changing. The only guy I could really see getting a day off today might be Jet Bandy. Manny Pena for Jet Bandy. And then the Brewers send Brett Suter to the mound. We'll see how long Suter can go. Our guy Mitch has talked about how he doesn't know how Suter can be a big league pitcher, if he's going to be a guy that can pitch more than five innings. And with the bullpen kind of taxed after a bad Julius Chacin performance, you know, where are they set? I mean, they're going to need a good five or six innings out of Suter tonight. And we'll see what he can do. I don't want to overreact about Chacin. I know Chacin did not pitch well at all. Gave up a home run to Spangenberg as well as a home run to Austin Hedges. But I'm not ready to sound the alarm. It's one start. We're not gonna overreact to just one start. But yes, Ryan Braun does own the Padres. Padres should be very scared of him. I would say Ryan Braun does not get a rest. I don't know who's pitching for the Cardinals, but I will imagine that Braun does play on opening day, and then maybe that rest day is that fifth day, right? And so every 5 days, you see Eric Thames in the lineup, which you're like, well, should they just steal Eric Thames if that's the case, or how should they do this? It'll be interesting, and I don't know what's going through Eric Thames' head. We'll see. I know that this sort of rotation and having too many outfielders, I think you're going to start seeing it play itself out as the season goes on more than right away, and I think that's what the Brewers brass has probably told Thames, like, hey, look, there's going to be days where we're really going to lean on you and need you. Would need you for a couple days, and Braun might get banged up. He's old. Like, this is a healthy Ryan Braun, so it's great, but we know that this is not how the year is going to go. But if this is Ryan Braun redemption season, I am all in on it. We know this is a pro Ryan Braun podcast, and we love Ryan Braun here. So the more Braun, the better. We're feeling good, feeling great about the Brewers. Also playing with house money are the Milwaukee Bucks. They did get a second win against the Los Angeles Lakers, had a 21-point lead late in the third quarter, and then let it slip away thanks to guys like, I think his name's AJ Caruso, Dave Caruso. Dave Caruso might be an actor. I don't even know who the fuck this guy is. I think he might be, let's see who this Caruso fellow is. Alex, is it Alex Caruso? It is Alex Caruso from Texas A&M. Just killed the Bucks last night. Like, he had 6 points. He had six assists. He was him and Ivan Zubac had a great connection going. Zubac had 16 points and 5 rebounds yesterday. And the Milwaukee Bucks nearly blew this game. They definitely deserve to lose. One of the more infuriating Bucks games I've watched in a while. And so, yes, the Milwaukee Bucks won. It's great. I think they're now tied for 7th place with the Miami Heat, but still the 8th seed because the Heat own the tiebreaker. But the fact of the matter is the Bucks were about as frustrating as you can get. Eric Bledsoe, what the fuck are you doing? So Eric Bledsoe had 39 points, and you should be like, oh my God, he played great. He was awesome last night. He sucked. He sucked. He did not play well. He was a +4 in the PER, but he was a -400 in the what the hell are you doing in late game situations. Eric Bledsoe was a complete ball hog down the stretch and in overtime and decided to put the team on his back, and I don't really think anyone asked him. Giannis just disengaged. Giannis is the guy. Eric Bledsoe is not the star of the team. I've never been more mad about a 39-point performance. Eric Bledsoe, you are not the star, man. You are not the captain here. There is no reason you should be having this ball in your hand for countless hours. Like, pass the ball, dude. You are not the guy. The fact that Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe both took ISO shots in the final 35 seconds of this game, and Joe Prunty did not use his 2 timeouts, is absolutely inexcusable. You get the ball to fucking Giannis, and you let him do it. He is the star of your fucking team. This is not Eric Bledsoe's team. This is Giannis Antetokounmpo's team. And if Eric Bledsoe doesn't like it, he can fucking leave. He can stay in Los Angeles. That motherfucker should not be the star of this team. He had a good game. He took advantage of the fact that the Lakers had no point guard what to speak of. fine. But at the same time, you need to move the ball. You need to be a point guard. You are not there to be the primary scorer. If Giannis was tired and Giannis said, you know what, I played a ton of minutes, I'm completely gassed, okay, that's one thing. But still, you should work to get him the ball. You should not just disengage. And also, what the hell is Jason Terry doing playing 30 minutes? Why are we keep doing that? He was 0 of 2. He did not. He played no defense. He was letting Brandon Ingram and others just run right past him. Caruso was just running right past him. Put Sterling Brown in the fucking game, or at least Brandon Jennings. Like, Joe Prunty has zero idea what to do with this team. Has zero idea. He has no idea. He's absolutely clueless. Jabari Parker did not play at the end of this game. And you could look at Jabari Parker when Chris Middleton fouled out. He's like, are you going to sub me into this game? And he did get into the game. But let Jabari play at least. Don't let Jason Terry's corpse. I like Jason Terry. Jason Terry's a good guy. A nice guy. But at the same time, he is a fucking scrub. He is not deserving of 30 minutes a game. He's 40 years old, yet he decides to play him 26 minutes more than Sterling Brown. What in the actual hell, Joe Prunty? Like, get it to fuck together, man. It is not that hard. And I apologize for the cussing. I apologize for being fired up by this. But it's absolutely inexcusable, and it's detrimental to the Milwaukee Bucks. So get out of here, Joe Prunty. Like, just an absolute abhorrent decision with the Bucks. And no one reined Eric Bledsoe in. No one told Eric Bledsoe, like, hey, man, maybe just chill out on taking shots. Like, you just need to settle down. Like, you just need to relax. So the Heat do play tonight. We'll see how they do. They play the Nets. They're an 8-point favorite. Probably win. They're at home. I'd be surprised if the Miami Heat do drop this one. So yes, they are the current 7 seed. The Bucks are tied. The Wizards are only a half game back of the Heat and the Bucks. They're playing Charlotte right now. It's a 21-22 game. May flip that on NBA TV, a little warm up before the Final Four. But yeah, that's it's going on right now, and we'll see what happens. So that's happening. I do want to shout a few little rapid fire stuff. Want to shout out Ari Angulo-Wale for hitting that big shot against UConn to beat the undefeated Huskies. Great win by Notre Dame. Once again, UConn gets all the way to the Final Four only to lose. Hilarious stuff. I love it. When you see UConn lose, it's just that great. It's sweet. We'll see if Notre Dame can get the national championship. Great effort there. John Wall is back today. He's playing for the Wizards, as we talk about. We'll see how he does after 2 months after a knee injury. The fact that Loyola is the most popular bet to win the NCAA title is classic public. It almost makes me think Michigan's going to blow them out. You fade the public in this situation. I think you have to go with Michigan here. I said that yesterday on the Daily Tap. I like Michigan more. I think I like Michigan by 10 points now. And that's like maybe bad betting. Jason Kidd, Steve Nash, Ray Allen all going into the Hoops Hall of Fame. Going to like Jason Kidd's Hall of Fame speech when he thanks nobody but himself. Be a classy thing. Ray Allen getting there, obviously proud for his time with the Bucks. I don't know. I guess there's the question. Here's a good question, and maybe this is our last topic, and maybe I worked it in. But if you was like baseball, where you went in for a team and you had to go in, so Ray Allen has the Heat, he has the Boston Celtics, he has the Seattle Supersonics, and the Milwaukee Bucks. Which one do you think he goes in as? Does he go in as a Celtic? I mean, he had all that drama with the Celtics. He was beloved in Seattle, played a lot of years, a lot of good years in Seattle, didn't necessarily have a championship, made the playoffs a couple times, had a really good career in Seattle, obviously had a good one in Milwaukee, led him to the championship game. Which one do you think he goes in? I mean, then he had the Heat. I mean, he had that great moment with Miami hitting that three. I don't think he'd go in as a member of the Heat. I think it would be the Celtics just because he won a championship game, but it'd be interesting to know, you know, where his affinity lies, because he really hasn't come back to Milwaukee. He doesn't really have, like, you know, strong feelings about the city, and I it's interesting to see where his allegiance would lie. I guess it is the Celtics, even though he had some bad blood with, you know, the players. He says it's all good now, but it's interesting. All right, guys. if we do not talk tomorrow, I've yet to decide whether we'll do a daily tap tomorrow. We might do a little Final Four recap as well as preview the Bucks Nuggets and see any way the Bucks win that game and get a 3-1 road trip out of that West. If not, we'll talk. We'll get you ready for opening day. Maybe a little opening day do's and don'ts. Preview the Brewers and Cardinals, as well as look back on the Bucks Nuggets and preview the national championship. So loaded show on Monday. Look forward to that, and then we will talk to you then. So okay, we'll talk to you at some point. Want to wish a happy birthday to my man, Big Cat. Hope it's a good day, Sethers. And then we will talk to you guys maybe tomorrow, maybe Monday, but we'll talk to you soon. Take care, Tappers. SnowTapWI, where you can find us on all the socials. Enjoy the Final Four tonight. See you.